know, yeah, since we're already with the installation, Yom Kadi Mechad, almost a week into it, and I wanted to talk a little bit about the mitzvah of matzah. We know that there's a unique mitzvah, the first night of Pesach, a Doraisa mitzvah, still Doraisa even b'zman hazeh, b'yerev teichel matzahs. See, unlike Maror, which was manazeh's Rabbanan, matzah's the Doraisa. Thank you. Now, what's the nafkamina between matzah and maror? So the nafkamina, the Gemara Pesachim says, is very pashut. The only mention of maror in the Torah is always in connection with Korban Pesach. Al matzais umareirim yechluha. So when there's no Korban Pesach, there is no chi of the araisa of maror, and maror b'zman hazeh is only drabanan zecher lemikdash. Now with matzah, it also says al matzais umareirim yechluha. But there's another pasuk, Bi'erev Tochlu Matzais, in which matzah is mentioned not in connection with Korban Pesach, and that is why matzah is the Araisa. Now the Achronim Kler, so whole Lamed Shem Achronim, I'm not really going to talk about it. What does that mean? Does that mean there's only one mitzvah of matzah, or there are two mitzvahs of matzah? In other words, Bizman HaMikdash, when I eat my matzah with the Korban Pesach, is that the same mitzvah of matzah I'm doing when I eat it today? Or was there indeed an extra mitzvah of eating matzah with the Korban Pesach? Moshe Hillel said you have to eat the mamish like a sandwich. But even like the Chachamim that say not, you don't have to eat it as a sandwich, but is there a kiyum ha-mitzvah of eating it with the Korban Pesach? Meaning, is it the pshat there are two mitzvahs of matzah, or is it that there's one? Now, the Achronim go into this because there are many different halachas about matzah, and some Achronim say that's only nogeya one aspect of the mitzvah, but the other mitzvah you have, if there are two mitzvahs, and the like. Okay. But be this it may, the Mishnah in the second parak of Pesachim enumerates things that you cannot use for matzah, and the klal basically is, you can't be yaitzei matzah by eating things that are forbidden. Now the first example that gives is matzah shel teva. Right? Let's say I have grain, wheat, from which trumas and Eretz Yisrael, from which trumas and maizris have not been separated. The grain is teva. I make an isa. I eat it. So not only do I have the avera of eating teva, but I'm not even yaitzei the mitzvah of matzah. Now the Gemara gives a reason, though, a very strange reason. Why am I not yaitzei? Good, I have an avera. Why aren't I yaitzei? So the Gemara says, because we have a hekesh. It says in Parsha 3a, Lai seichel olav chametz. You're not allowed to eat chametz. Shivas yamim teichel olav matzeis. For 7 days you eat matzah, which we actually interpret to mean first night is a chiyuv, the other days is a rishus. But there's a hekesh between matzah and chametz. Like that's why women are chayavis in matzah, because you compare whoever has the low saseh has the aseh. But the hekesh means the following. The only thing you can use for matzah is something which if it would ferment, you would be chayav for chametz. But anything which if it would ferment, you would not be chayav for chametz, if it doesn't ferment, you cannot be yaitzei with matzah. Meaning,
potential like for goodness, like you have potential bad for goodness.
Right, that's correct. It has to have the potential to become bad. In other words, now at a minimum, that is actually why you can't use matzah out of rice, because you can only use for matzah that which potentially could be chametz. Okay, now how does that bear on tevel? So the Gemara says the following: according to Rabbi Shimon is a Tana, who says, Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Once something is Usser, it cannot acquire another Isser. Rabbi Shimon's case is, let's say you have a piece of Nevela. You have a shtick Nevela. And Yom Kippur comes. If I eat a Nevela on Yom Kippur, the Shegeg, let's say, am I Chayav a Korban Chatas because I violated the Isser of Yom Kippur? Zuck Rabbi Shimon, if I eat a nevela on Yom Kippur, I'm not chayav on Yom Kippur. Because Ein Iser Chal Al Iser, since it was already Aser Mitam Nevela, Yom Kippur cannot be Chal on an Iser Nevela. And therefore, Rabbi, even though Yom Kippur is more Chamor, because Yom Kippur is Kares, and even though Yom Kippur is Kolel, because it includes more things, and there are Mandi Yomrim that say Iser Kolel is Chal, right? If one Iser was only limited to one type of thing, and the second Iser includes more things, some Shitas do say, in fact, that's how we paskin. We actually don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon. They do say, since Yom Kippur is Chal on fruits and vegetables and kosher meat, it'll be Chal on Nevela as well, but Rabbi Shimon says not. Rabbi Shimon says, Ein Iser, Chal al Iser.
Rabbi Shimon wouldn't hold of like Kumlei de Rabbanine? Or is it not Chal like this?
No, but in most cases, Kumlei de Rabbanine, both Isurim hit the thing at the same time, so then you get punished with the more Chamor. But when they're sequential, Rabbi Shimon says, the first Iser that hits the object precludes a second Iser, even if the second Iser is more Chamor. You see? That's Ein Iser, Chal al Iser. Now, the Gemara therefore says, according to Rabbi Shimon, if you have grain that is tevel, if that grain ferments, you're not going to have the transgression of chametz. Meaning, if I eat chametz stick of tevel on Pesach, I don't get malchus for eating chametz, because the iser of chametz will not be chal on the pre-existing status of Tevel. Tevel hits it first, because Tevel hits it before it ferments. Therefore, matzah of Tevel could not have become chametz, like Rabbi Shimon. And if it could not have become chametz, according to Rabbi Shimon, it is not kosher for matzah. And that's why the Mishnah says, you're not yaitzeh b'matzah shel Tevel, because the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Shimon, who holds Ein Iser Chal al Iser, and therefore if it can't become chametz, even though it physically could become chametz, but if it won't become Nesar b'chametz, it's not kosher l'matz. Azei zok de Gemara in the second parak of Pesach. So now we have a very meforsome kasha on the Rambam. A very, very famous kasha. The Rambam is matik the Mishnah Kitsurasa. The Rambam says, if you eat Masa Shel Tevel, you're not Yaitzen. You're not Yaitzen, as they state in the Mishnah. But the kasha is, the Rambam does not paskin like Rabbi Shimon. The Rambam says beferish, if you eat a nevela b'yom HaKippurim, you're chayev for Yom Kippur as well as nevela, for both. You're chayev for both. By the way, it's not, you don't say come like b'yom there, because on malchus and malchus, you never say. That's why if you eat an ant, you get five malchus, right? Kamlei v'Ravine is Misa can patr malchus, malchus may patr tashlumin, or vice versa, but malchus and malchus, we cumulate. And the reason is because even though the Rambam does agree with the general rule of Ein Iser Chal al Iser, but the Rambam holds when the second Iser is kolel, when the second Iser includes more things, such as Yom Kippur, it includes more things than Nevela. Since it's Chal on the extra stuff, it's Chal on the duplicate of as well.
Can you explain the difference again? What's there more things?
Well, the difference is like this. This piece of meat was Aser Mitam Nevela. Now, the Aser Nevela is only for animals that are not Shechter.
So, when would the Rambam say that you would say Ein Iser Al Iser?
Oh, that's when the second Iser does not include more things. Do you want an example of that? An example would be by certain Arayas. Let's say the example is this. My brother marries a woman. So when my brother marries a woman, two Isurim hit that woman. She is an Ashes Ish. That's why I can't marry her. And she's also an Ashes Ach. That even if, even after divorce, I couldn't marry her. Now those two Isurim are Chal right away, because Ein Iser Chal al Iser. I'm sorry, because it's Bavasachas. When it's Bavasachas, they both hit. Okay, good. Now, after my brother marries...
Wait, there Rambam would say...
Yeah, then for sure you get both Isurim. Yeah, everyone's moda that when both Isurim hit at the same moment, they're all Chal. Okay, now, after my brother marries a woman, I then marry
her sister.
So now there's a new erva that's created. She, meaning my brother's wife, now becomes an erva of Achos Isha. Now, the Gemara says the following. If my wife has other sisters, that would be called a kola. Since this new erva will asher me on new women, it will accumulate on this woman as well. But let's say my wife doesn't have any other sisters. So the only effect of Achos Isha is to prohibit the same woman I'm already not allowed to marry for two other reasons. So the second issur is not adding anything to, in other words, it's not ossering something. In other words, it has to osser that which had been mutter beforehand. But then it'll be chal even on that which was osser beforehand. But if all it's doing is ossering that which is already osser, then the Rambam would be maida ein isser chal al isser. Okay? So in other words, unlike Rabbi Shimon, right? Rabbi Shimon would say, now Rabbi Shimon is also maida if both Yisurim hit at the same time, they're both chal.
Even if they're other sisters.
Yeah, that's fine. But Rabbi Shimon would say, even if there's other sisters, it will not be chal on the woman that's already usher, because Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of the principle of kolo. This is actually a sugi in the third parak of Yuvamis about Yisur chal al Yisur this way. So one of the famous kashas on the Rambam is exactly this kasha. The Rambam paskins Isser chal al Isser, right? B'kayla, right? Isser chal al Isser. Eibazoy, according to the Rambam, the Isser of chametz on Pesach, right? If you had tevel grain and the tevel grain would turn chametz stick, chametz would be chal on tevel because chametz is a kolel, because it's kolel things beyond this. So Eibazai, the question is this. If the Rambam holds that Isser Chalal Isser, B'kailel, Chametz is Chalan Tevel, so therefore Matzah Shel Tevel potentially could have become Chametz, then I should be, I'd say. How could the Rambam... In other words, the problem basically is that the Gemara itself says Matzah Shel Tevel, you're not Yaitzei only because of Rabbi Shimon's din. The Rambam does not paskin Rabbi Shimon's din. If the Rambam doesn't paskin Rabbi Shimon's din, then Masa Shel Tevel should be good. And yet, the Rambam paskin Masa Shel Tevel is no good.
What's the kolel isser by the Tevel Masa? This Tevel is Tevel. It was usher from the beginning.
Yeah, this Tevel is usher. Yeah. But the shame is your chametz, right? In other words, this Tevel is now going to be, if it ferments, it's Nesar, because there is an isser of eating chametz for Pesach.
Why is that called a chalo? We said, like, adding on this isser of wife's sister, even though that's a new isser, but it's not ossering.
No, but the difference is, this new isser, if your wife doesn't have another sister, this new isser is not ossering you in anything that you're not already ossering. No, but here, the isser of chametz on Pesach is ossering you in all chametz, even chametz that's not teva. In other words, right? There's an isser of called eating chametz on Pesach.
I'm saying it's not this matzah that has an isser; it's the din.
Right. The isser of
Pesach is like the kedushin that he made to the sister, right. And the other sisters are like the other chametz in the world.
That's correct. The other sisters are like the other chametz. That's right. So. The answer is like this. So the simple, there is a very simple answer, but it's going to be shared from the Gemara. The simple answer is, if you just put aside the Gemara, that the Rambam says, the reason you're not Yaitzeh with Matzah Shel Tevel is not because it can't become Chametz. The Rambam indeed would say there would be an Isser Chametz. But the reason is Pashat. You can't be Yaitzeh because of the general rule called Mitzvah Haba B'Yaveh. There's a general rule. If I do a mitzvah by transgressing an aveira, I don't have a mitzvah. So the Rambam learns, again, the kasha is, why didn't the Gemara say that? I'll come to that. As the Rambam learns that the din that you're not yaitze with matzah shel tevel is not because it can't become chametz. Aliba the emes, it could become chametz. Why aren't I yaitze? Mitzvah haba bi'avera. General rule. Mitzvah haba bi'avera. There's no mitzvah. Well, that's true. So mitzad asmai, there's no problem here. But the big problem is, so why didn't the Gemara say that? Why does the Gemara have to give you a complicated reason that matzah shel tevel is no good? Because it can't become chametz. And then the Gemara says that din is only going to be true like Rabbi Shimon. Let the Gemara say, push. Matzah shel tevel is no good because of mitzvah haba bi'aveira, and it's going to everybody, which is indeed how the Rambam paskens. The Rambam svara is so good and so simple that you have a real problem. Why didn't the Gemara say it? So they bring a teretz, really an Iluyisha teretz, in the name of Rabbi Sholeib Diskin, Harold Diskin. Harold Diskin, as you know, among the old Yerushalmis, although there are probably not that many even alive anymore, when they say the Brisker Rav, they don't mean Rav Elbel Soloveitchik, they mean Rabbi Sholeib Diskin. Rabbi Sholeib Diskin was the Rav in Brisk before the Beis Halevi. Before the Beis Halevi, and he came to Yerushalayim from Brisk, and he was known in Yerushalayim as the Brisker, Rav. He recommended the Beis Halevi for the position to be Mamale Makom. And Rabbi Sholeib Diskin was a big Kanoi. In fact, kind of the Tzura of part of the Haredi world. The Chazon Ish was the modern person, Rabbi Sholeib Diskin, kind of established the foundations. In the 19th century, but it was a tremendous Eli. He used to give for the great Talmidei Chachamim like a 6-hour Motzei Shabbos Gemara share. And like after a year, they finished one Amud in Bava Basra. He gave a year. It was 52 Shiurim of 6 hours. They did one Amud. And at the end of the year, they made Siyam on the Amud, and people were. And he noticed people felt very happy. They felt, you know, we really went through something thoroughly. We know this Amud good. And he said, he gave them Musar. He says, you think you know this Amud? He says, I could spend 100 more years on this Amud, and we would not have gone through all that you need to go through. He said, no, but we have to go by. Eventually, we have to go by. But okay. But anyway, he was a tremendous Eli, and this is what he says. He says, there's actually a very interesting nafkamina between posseling matzah shel tevel mitam mitzvah babi avera and posseling matzah shel tevel mitam it can't become chametz. And that is the following shayla. What would be if I make a dough of matzah shel tevel? So at the time I mix the flour and the water, it's tevel. I bake it, and it's matzah. And then after I bake it, I separate trumas and maisris. So at the time that I made the dough, it was tevel. But at the time that I ate the matzah, it was already mudger. If you learn the chisaron is mitzvah haba bi'aveira, that's legamri tali on shas achila. If at the time I'm eating the matzah, it is mutter. It is not a mitzvah babi avera. It would be yitzel. But if you look at the idea that I'm only yitzel matzah if it has the potential to become chametz. Now, once it's baked, it can't become chametz anyway. Obviously, when you're asking, did it have the potential to become chametz, you were asking, when I mixed the flour and the water, did it have the potential to become chametz? Well, if it was tevel at the time, according to Rabbi Shimon, it would not have that potential because ein nisr chal alisr. So the Maril Diskin says the following idea. Maril Diskin says that if the chisaron of matzah shel tevel is because of mitzvah babi avera, it would be kosher as long as you were mafresh, trumas, and maisras before achila. But if the psul is, not because of mitzvah babi avera, if the psul is because it didn't have an efsheris to become chametzdik, then as long as it was tevel at the time of the lisha, which is the only time it could have become chametzdik, that's a mixing of the water, because once it's baked, it can't become chametz anyway, then it wouldn't help to be mesakein later, right? Because it was not roy to become chametz. Yep.
When you say that it doesn't have the potential,
yep.
How do you define that? Because, I mean, right now, you have tevel, you could, at any point in the future, both things are happening in the future. You can separate the Chumas Maestros,
no,
and you can become chametz. Those things are going to happen. But what do you mean by potential? Like,
No, potential is like this. When I would say potential is when I mix flour and water, okay? So in order to be yotze with matzah, the mixture has to be such that if it would ferment, it would be an isra chametz. That's what I mean by potential. It's
as it is now, though.
As it is now.
You have to say as it is now, but changing it to chametz. All is being equal.
Well, that's correct. Because that's the one thing that has to be a changing, because if it becomes actual chametz, you can't use it for matzah. No, that's what we're asking. In other words, that's the one question.
You say all else being equal, meaning...
You're correct. I hear what you're saying. But vice versa from the Gemara, that the only change we're allowed to introduce into the givens is the fermentation into chametz. So the Maror Diskin says the following. He says that when the Gemara asks Minoha Nimili, why is Masa Shel Tevel no good, the Gemara wasn't asking why it's no good if it's tevel b'shas achila. If it's tevel b'shas achila, it's no good because of mitzvah babi aveira. But the Gemara thought, now here it's not clear why did the Gemara think this, that the psul of matzah shel tevel in the Mishnah is not only b'shas achila, but it's even if it was tevel b'shas lisha. And on that, the Gemara is asking, l'chol apachais, if you're misaking it before achila and you've taken off mitzvah b'avera, what should the problem be? Answer, the problem is, it couldn't become chametz, and that only goes like Rabbi Shimon. So Zakta Maril Diskin, when the Gemara says that the din of matzah shel tevel is only according to Rabbi Shimon, it doesn't mean the whole din of matzah shel tevel is only according to Rabbi Shimon, but it means applying the din of matzah shel tevel to tevel b'shas lisha when you were mesakin b'shas achila, that is only true like Rabbi Shimon. L'didon, that iser chal al iser, it could have become chametz, so there would be no problem. So Maror Diskin wants to say, therefore, that if you look at the language of the Rambam is klor mashma, that the din of matzah shel tevel, you're not yaitzeh, is only if it's tevel b'shas achila. And that's mitzvah babi aveira, and that's not contradicted by the Gemara. Because the Gemara was using Rabbi Shimon's Taliya only to say that even if there's no mitzvah babi aveira b'shas achila, there'll be a psul that it is not roy.
Is the Gemara trying to explain? Like, the Mishnah says it like this is the halacha, and it's not that the Mishnah means in every case.
That's correct.
So the Gemara means to say, well, this Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon.
Right.
But we call the din is like this.
Right.
Just to explain the Mishnah.
That's correct. But the point that Maror Diskin is making is that we need to bring in Rabbi Shimon only because the Amoraim understood that the Mishnah was applying the psul of Masa Shel Tevel in all cases. And mitzvah b'avera doesn't apply to all cases. But the Rambam, who only applies it to Shas Achila, doesn't need the Tliya with Rabbi Shimon. So even though the Rambam does not paskin like Rabbi Shimon, the Rambam will still say there's a psul of mitzvah b'avera if it is b'shas Achila. Now the emes is, it's clear from the Gemara itself that the very drusha the Gemara gave cannot be the only reason for Matzah Shel Tevel. Because the Gemara goes on and says that even tevel that is tevel midrabanan, an example of tevel midrabanan is something that grows in Eretz Yisrael in an otzitz she'eno nakov. Right? Let's say you have a shemitah too. Let's say you have a flower pot and there's no hole, so it's not getting yanika from the ground. Again, machlokas rishayna. Cheres has a din of nakov even without a hole, or right? Okay, whatever it is. Let's say it's metal, right? There's no nekev. So an otzitz she'eino nakov is not considered mechubar l'karka. So there is no chiyuv d'oraisa of trumas and maaseres. Nevertheless, if the dirt is from Eretz Yisrael and it's growing in Eretz Yisrael, midrabanan, you are mechuyev. You are mechuyev in trumas and maaseres, even from an atzitz she'eino nukuv. So if you're growing your wheat in an atzitz she'eino nukuv, and it's tevel midrabanan, state you're not yaitzei, midrabanan, you're not yaitzei, because it's tevel. Now, if you think about it, the Reb Shimon's drasha makes no sense at all, because it's a davar pashut. If something is only tevel midrabanan and it becomes chametzdik, for sure an isur d'oraisa is going to be chal on an isur d'rabanan. So, by what possible logic can we say that I'm not yaitzei with tevel midrabanan? It could only be because of mitzvah haba b'aveira, and then taka, it would only be the case if it was tevel b'shas achila and not b'shas lisha.
So, that applies to rabbanan. That
is a machlekes, but that already many rishonim learn. Yes, absolutely. Yes, midrabanan, meaning to say, if I commit a violation of drabanan dika law in trying to do a mitzvah d'oraisa, there will be a psul midrabanan of mitzvah babi avera compelling me to do the mitzvah again. That's right. You are correct that obviously an avera midrabanan will not be a psul of mitzvah haba ba avera de oraisa, but it will be
a
psul. Huh?
That's a pashut.
Nothing so pashut, but
so that, you have to listen to the chachamim.
That's pashut, like sasser. Yeah, it's pashut. but we certainly can say that an avera d'rabanan creates a psul of mitzvah haba b'avera midrabanan that basically says you got to eat another piece of matzah. By the way, there is a Taisus in Sukkah that says that even if you do an avera d'oraisa, mitzvah haba b'avera is d'rabanan. This is a very famous Taisus in Sukkah. Taisus has the kasha by Sukkah Gezula. Right, we have a drasha, chaka sukkah is tase l'cha. It has to belong to you, or at least be borrowed bershus. So we exclude a sukkah gezula. We exclude a sukkah gezula. The Gemara in sukkah has an arichas. What exactly is a stolen sukkah? If I simply kick you out of your sukkah, I'm taking over your karka. That's karka in an exelis. Okay, but whatever the case is. One answer might be, I stole your sukkah mobile. Like, you know, you have a Chabad sukkah on top of your truck. I steal the truck. Right? It's a sukkah gezula. So, Frank Taisus Akasha, why do I need a pasuk to pasul sukkah gezula even without a pasuk? If I'm makayim sitting in the sukkah because I stole your sukkah, let it be mitzvah haba b'aveira. In fact, that's why a stolen lulav is no good. It's not because of a pasuk. It's because, at least the other days of sukkah, it's because mitzvah haba b'aveira. Same thing for sukkah. So Taisus gives an answer that the psul of mitzvah haba b'aveira is only d'rabanan. The araisa you would be yaitzei, and a stolen lulav minatayrai would be yaitzei, except for the first day where it has to belong to me. So sukkah, the gzeres hakazav is you're not yaitzei. So Taisus learns, even on an avera d'oraisa, mitzvah babi is only a psul d'rabanan. Yeah, other rishonim argue. In fact, one of the most famous svaras of the Minchas Chinuch, it's not get sukkahs, but is to fam for Taisus' kasha. Right? Taisus' kasha is, why do you need a pasuk to exclude to exclude sukkah gezula, tipo play mishum mitzvah haba b'aveira. So zok to Minchas Chinuch like this. By sukkah, there's a difference between the first night of sukkahs and every other day of sukkahs. First night of sukkahs, there's an absolute chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. That's why some shitas say, even if it's raining, okay, that's a machlokes, but you know, in other words, but it's a chiyuv. The other days of sukkahs, there is no chiyuv to eat in the sukkah, there's only an iser to eat outside of the sukkah, whatever is called a meal. But if you don't want to eat, putting aside sudas yamtif, if you don't want to eat, in other words, there's no chiyuv to eat, there's just an iser not to eat outside if it's bread. So zakti mit chasinich ha-gavaldi gasvorah. Mitzvah habar bi-aveira simply means you don't get the sechar of doing a mitzvah. But the chefza of the sukkah is not possible. So, if the only reason I would pass on a sukkah gezula is because of mitzvah babi aveira, that would only be shaykh the first night. Meaning to say, we could say, if I eat on the first night of sukkahs, I was not mekayim the mitzvah. But let's say I eat in a stolen sukkah.
No, it's analogous to like they call it a stolen lulav. If the lulav is stolen, the lulav itself, you know, if Reuven steals the lulav from Shimon, then takes it and gives it to Shimon, let's say, Reuven is miyash. Shimon gives it to Levi.
Yeah.
The lulav is kosher, is it not?
Yes, it is.
Right. So
it is.
The chef doesn't.
But you just don't have a key and mitzvah.
But Shimon can't.
Shimon has a key. Yeah, yeah.
No, no.
Oh, the guy
stole it.
Yeah,
he can't.
That's right.
Why not?
That's called mitzvah babi aveira.
No, it's miyash and lulav. This one, lulav.
We pass the yish is not kind of alone. You have to have yish v'shini v'shus.
Right.
Yeah.
Levi gave it back to Shimon.
Yes, as a matter of fact. Yeah. Yeah. Once it's in the hands of someone, that could be Yaitse. Even the Goslem could be Yaitse with it at that point. So the Minchas Chinuch says like this: if I eat in a stolen sukkah without a pasuk, if I was only working on mitzvah babi aveira, if I eat bread in a stolen sukkah, even if you say it's not called a maisa mitzvah, you can't say I committed the sin of eating bread outside of the sukkah. At worst, you'll say my maisa is a zero. It's like I didn't eat. Okay, but the rest of sukkahs, if you didn't eat, that's okay. So zakti min chasinach, I taka don't need the miyat of sukkah gezula for the first night. That could have been taken care of by mitzvah babi aveira. But I need it to teach me that the cheftza of the sukkah itself is nifsal, and therefore when you eat bread on Chol HaMoed, it is the same thing as eating it in your house, in which you are violating the aveira, or violating the mitzvah, or the chiyuv, or the iser, of not eating bread chutz l'sukkah. Right? That's the famous Minchas Chinuch, that mitzvah babi aveira gets you down to a zero. But it's not a demerit, meaning to say, you haven't eaten in the sukkah, but you haven't eaten outside of the sukkah. Right? And therefore I need sukkah gezula to pass on the sukkah. But be it as it may, Taisus doesn't learn that way. Taisus learns that the reason why I need a pasuk of sukkah gezula is because mitzvah babi aveira is in itself only a drabanan dikadin. Now that's even on a mitzvah diaraisa, on an aveira diaraisa. Yeah.
Okay. If one would eat this matzah, would they be over eating the leftover before
the matzah? Would they be over doing what? Eating before the matzah? I mean, yeah. The issue of
it's the matzah. Eating stam before.
Oh, what aveira is that? I mean, lemaisa. Yeah, okay, but lemaisa, we don't see. The problem is, according to Rashi says the ikar kiyum of matzah leil seder is with the afikainen. So the truth is, we are eating matzah. So there is a svara that at the seder kufa we don't have that issue anymore because you're already eisik in the mitzvah, but so you're not going to be misiyach das. But lechayra, there would be a bracha of atala, right? If you make al achilas matzah on matzah shel tevel, it would be a bracha levatala. Okay, but this is the terrace of the Maral Diskin, that there is a chiluk between mitzvah babi aveira, which requires that it be tevel b'shas achila, versus not being able to become chametz, which would even apply to if it was tevel at the time of the flour and the lisha and the like. And the Gemara is using Rabbi Shimon only for that second halacha, and it is not using Rabbi Shimon for that first halacha. Right? This is the teretz of Yisrael. Yeah, it's a very Lo Yishe teretz. The only question is, once again, that the Rambam's Lashon is not much different than the Mishnah. So if the Amiram understood the Mishnah that he is a psul even b'shas lisha, then the Rambam isn't saying the same thing. In other words, why are you interpreting the Rambam's Lashon as shas achila, the Mishnah's Lashon b'shas lisha, when essentially it's both the same Lashon? Also, what's going to be a little bit of a deichik is like this. The Mishnah itself is kailel both Tevel D'Oraisa and Tevel D'Rabbanan in the same rule. But according to this Hesber, it'll have two different applications. Tevel D'Oraisa is Rabbi Shimon's din, even B'Shas Lisha. But Tevel D'Rabbanan can only be B'Shas Achila, because Tevel D'Rabbanan can certainly become Chamed. So it's L'Tzdad and Ketani, meaning to say, the statement that if I eat Matzah Shel Tevel, I'm not Yaitzeh, whether it's Tevel D'Oraisa or Tevel D'Rabbanan, that statement in the Mishnah has two different meanings for Tevel D'Oraisa and Tevel D'Rabbanan. That itself is a bit of a difficulty, that the Mishnah is kailo both things, but it differentially applies as to one and the other. I think that's a pretty solid svar, that on Tevel D'Rabbanan, you can't use the Gemara's drasha that it's not capable of becoming chametz. It's a double kasha, like all opinions, that an Isser D'Oraisa is certainly chal on top of an Isser D'Rabbanan. You don't apply the rule of Ein Isser chal al Isser. Okay, but anyway, this is one hara. We'll stop here. Good.